This is the voice of Washington agriculture, brought to you daily by the Washington Farm Bureau.
I'm Bob Larson. It's a problem cattle ranches are all too familiar with, but as the wolf population continues to grow in Washington State, should we be worried about more encounters with people in the wild? A student researcher was recently rescued by helicopter after being treed by wolves in Okanagan County, raising the question, will meetings like this become more common?
So I would anticipate sightings would go up, but I don't anticipate the negative interactions with people. They're still going to be really, really rare.
Fish and Wildlife wolf specialist Ben Maleski says wolves are less predictable than other wildlife.
You know, wolves are an animal that can move 20 miles a day, and they tend to line out down a road or trail system. I mean, they aren't as cryptic as a cougar on the landscape, and so you might see them driving your car or hiking down a road, or you might see him utilizing a trail and catch a glimpse of them.
Maleski says farmers are probably less likely than ranchers to have encounters with wolves.
Wolves are more up in the mountains, and that's probably less likely to see them coming down through an orchard or down in agricultural lands. But it's possible if there's deer, you know, a food source there, you may see him from time to time. But yeah, definitely be vigilant and keep your eyes open. Most of the time, it's just going to be a sighting you see him pass through, and that's the end of it.
Tune in tomorrow for more on the growing wolf population and what to watch out for.
Voice of Washington Agriculture, presentation of the Washington Farm Bureau and the Ag Information Network.